From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. At least four people are dead in Bahrain after heavily armed riot police rushed into the central square in the capital without warning before dawn and began firing concussion grenades and tear gas to clear out thousands of protesters who were sleeping there. Many people were beaten or trampled in the chaos triggered by the raid. NPR's Peter Kenyon is at the hospital where the injured are being treated.
The scene at the Salmaniya hospital was one of stunned disbelief that the government, which had just hours ago been talking about a peaceful solution to the protesters' demands, had ordered the police to clear the square. The son of Issa Abdul Hassan, a middle-aged driver, said his father was shot and killed by police at point-blank range as he tried to reach the square during the crackdown. Several paramedics were receiving treatment themselves. They said they'd been pulled from their ambulances and beaten. The Interior Ministry said the protests were illegal and is warning people to stay off the streets, but demonstrators vowed to return. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Manama.
There's more political unrest in Yemen today. Security forces clashing with anti-government protesters for a seventh straight day. Yemen's longtime president has met with the army's top officers to discuss how to deal with the turmoil in that country. A bipartisan group of senators is reportedly considering legislation that would trigger new budget cuts and tax hikes if Congress strays from spending targets aimed at reducing the federal deficit. Senate Majority Whip Dick Durbin told the Wall Street Journal the group is getting close to agreement on the plan, which would build on the work of the President's Deficit Commission. Among the cuts proposed by House Republicans in this year's federal budget is a reduction in funding for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. NPR's Audie Cornish reports some Democrats are fighting back.
Georgia Republican Tom Price is on the budget committee, which led the charge on the spending cuts, some $60 billion in all. It includes all money for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which funnels money to NPR and public radio stations.
In my district, the constituents, by and large, believe that it's not appropriate for taxpayer money to go for something that is not objective and unbiased.
Republicans have failed to get support for defunding public broadcasting in the past, but Oregon Democrat Earl Blumenauer says this time around could be different.
Lots of Americans are concerned about spending and deficits, and so there are more moving pieces than we've ever experienced, and that's why everybody is pulling out all the stops.
Funding for the entire federal government is set to run out by March 4th unless lawmakers act. Audie Cornish, NPR News, the Capitol.
110 Republicans in the House have broken ranks with Speaker John Boehner and joined with Democrats in defeating a military jet engine project that was based near Boehner's district in Ohio, voting to cut $450 million for that project. It's the second time in a week that House GOP leaders have been pushed to accept deeper cuts in spending than they had proposed. This is NPR News from Washington. CIA Director Leon Panetta has told a congressional panel how al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden or his top deputy would be handled if captured.
We would probably move them quickly into military jurisdiction at Bagram for questioning and then eventually move them probably to Guantanamo.
Panetta testifying before the Senate Intelligence Committee. New census figures show a dramatic population drop in Chicago. NPR's David Shaper reports much of that loss is from African Americans moving out of the city.
Chicago is still the third largest city in the nation, but according to the Census Bureau, its population fell by about 200,000 people over the last decade, from around 2.9 million in 2000 to just under 2.7 million last year. The most significant reason for the population decline is that Chicago's African-American population fell by 17%, with about 180,000 fewer blacks living in Chicago in 2010 than in 2000. Census data shows most of those blacks moving out of the city stayed in the region, moving to suburbs, as Chicago's suburbs and exurbs continued their rapid pace of growth of the last few decades. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
Actor Len Lesser has died in California at the age of 88. He was best known for his role as Uncle Leo on the long-running Seinfeld series.
Jerry! Hello!
Hello, Uncle Leo!
And Lesser says he was greeted with the same warmth by fellow cast members when the cameras were off.
The entire cast and crew, Uncle Leo, hello! And it was lovely.
Lesser also had roles in numerous other TV series and films. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support for